We turned for response to Congressman Roy Blunt. He's the majority whip in the House. Thanks for joining us.
Renee, it's good to be with you.
Now, this Senate bill involved weeks of hard negotiation and lots of compromise. It doesn't appear, therefore, that there's a lot of give in that. How are you in the House going to reconcile?
I can see a way through to get this done, but not if the Senate goes in saying it's the Senate bill or nothing, and not if the House goes in saying there's nothing going to come out of this conference but the House bill. We have to both be willing to look at securing the border, the workforce needs of the country, and what do you do with people who are here illegally, and determining how those three problems need to be solved.
What in the Senate bill is bottom line unacceptable to House Republicans?
I don't know that we should start saying what we'll never do or what's unacceptable. The House position, as I know you've explained, has clearly been we need to secure the border first, stop this problem from getting bigger, and then address the other two issues. A number of senators felt that that needed to be the approach as well, and so frankly, that's where we'll start. They'll start at a different place. I think the president tends to be more on their side than ours, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, that certainly seems to be the case. The White House made a direct appeal to your caucus. Karl Rove was up in Congress this week. They want to pass legislation, and it seems to be close to what the Senate has approved. Is this having an impact?
I think everybody is in some kind of movement here that hopefully can result in a solution, again, to all of these problems. And really part of the trickiness is going to be whether they all have to be solved at exactly the same time or not. The president seems to feel they have to be solved at the same time. I don't agree with that at this point. The House doesn't agree with that at this point. But that's how this process has to work. We understand that there are workforce concerns in the country, and what do you do with the people who are here illegally?
But do you think the House can keep Senate Democrats on board a bill that would secure the border with some notion that down the road there would be a way of dealing with the 12 million or so illegal immigrants who are here in this country?
I think it depends on how you put it together, but if you're not very careful here, you eliminate your ability to negotiate by, one, negotiating in public, and two, laying down too many absolutes before you get in and try to solve this problem that clearly the country needs to solve. In many ways, the intensity on securing the border, I think, has been driven by the reaction to that bill the House passed last year, thousands of people demonstrating in the streets about recognizing some kind of rights of illegals in the country. Hasn't helped that cause. I think that's driven the cause the other way.
What are you and the other House Republicans hearing in your districts about this issue? How big of a deal is that, for instance, in Missouri?
As the House Whip, I was in over 100 districts in the last cycle, and it didn't matter whether I was in Seattle, Washington, or Tyler, Texas. When you said, what do you want to talk about now at the event I would be at for a candidate, the first or second question was always immigration, no matter where you were. It's a big issue in my district in southwest Missouri. It's an issue that is the top of our telephone calls every single day, even when gas prices hit a high point 2 or 3 weeks ago. Immigration was still the number one topic people were calling about. Gas prices were number two.
Congressman Roy Blunt of Missouri is the majority whip in the House. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
You can read how the House and Senate immigration bills compare at npr.org.